So you were brought up in Putley.
In Putley, yeah.
Which is big apple country. Yeah. As a young, in your twenties, no?
Yeah.
What kind of awareness do you have of eating locally, or is it something that was part of your family life?
I'm certainly not normal. Farm I grew up on at the time was the biggest organic farm in the UK. So, and at the time it was quite pioneering, nobody knew, so I've always been off on that tangent anyway.
Okay.
But I in a way I'd like to go back to the bartering system. I'd personally be much happier if you could do that, where everyone could just grow something. I grow potatoes, you grow tomatoes or something, and if we want to swap and barter our way through life, I think that would be much better. It's a bit unrealistic, and it's not really going to happen, I wouldn't have thought. I hope it does, but that would be my idea of like perfect, really. I think everyone would be a lot happier. I think it would build communities so much better. There would be such a strong community spirit with everyone. People probably have to work less hours as well, because people just drive, commute to Birmingham or something to work all week just, survive, don't they? So if everyone just did their own little bit and they could bar between themselves and help each other out, so work so much better.
So it would be, you'd have sort of skill sharing as well as pop sharing as well.
People would learn life skills, wouldn't they, because they just need to, wouldn't they? If the bloom went up, everyone would have to learn how to do things for themselves.
So in our post-peak oil, your vision of a post-peak oil future is
a
bartering system.
Yeah, yeah, something like that, yeah.
What were the things that were grown for?
On the farm I grew up on? Yeah. Top fruit, apples, plums, pears. Did do rhubarb for a while. That's the main things.
And were you involved in all that as a child?
Massively, yeah. I was taken out of school most of the time. Primary school very rarely went to. They were fine with it back then, they didn't really mind. You wouldn't be able to do it these days. But I learned so much more doing that than I would have done, at school, really. I think I've learned so many more life skills doing that. Off for places and just going off planting orchards and things like that, It's just, I find that much more rewarding than learning some algebra equation, which I'm never going to use again in my life.
And now you're working in the cider shop, so it's perfect.
Yeah,
so you know how they're made, and you know where the fruits come from.
Yeah, wow.
So you know all the work that's gone into these very beautiful, shiny bottles.
Yeah, definitely.
That's the thing that interests me about meat production, that I'm getting more and more to think that at the end of the project, what the conclusion I would come to for me is to actually be part of a sort of sustainable rural infrastructure.
Yeah.
I probably need to eat meat. I don't really like meat, this is my biggest problem. However, it may just be that I wasn't fed meat I liked as a child. But because actually having grazing animals for pasture or for mixed or even orchard, orchards and stuff, traditional orchards, even grazing thing, is really part of a bigger system.
Yeah, it's like the whole life circle, life cycle.
Yeah.
I mean, I eat meat, I'm not a vegetarian, but I don't like eating meat which is like Sun Valley, like mass-produced meat like that. Not only like ethically I don't really like eating it, but it's just, there's no taste to it, there's nothing horrible. But like saying with, say if you had an orchard and you had some pigs just roaming around the orchard and things, and then eventually you kill them and eat the meat or something like that. Something like that I think is alright. It tastes nice, it's got a purpose, there's a reason for it as well, it's served its purpose, and it's not just mindless mass produced slaughter, really.
That's the thing that really bothers me about broiler sheds and stuff, the idea that we have no respect for the creatures that we are eating. I talked to you about this, about the pigs and how they even at one point Kim said, I think they should have names because I guess they are going to be killed, but they still deserve to have that. So I think there is a really important thing about having respect for them. beast that you're eating. But I don't know whether I could, still don't know whether I can do it. I still don't know whether I could look a pig in the eye and go,
yeah,
thank you very much, and now I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It's a tough thing to do. But I do think, in a way, people should be prepared to do that. If you're not prepared to do it.
I've always said that. It's good to hear a meeting to say that.
Yeah. I mean, I do go off, you know, I would kill something if necessary, you know. I did that when I was growing up. There were things that were damaging the auctions and things. You know, they have to be controlled, but I would be prepared to. I wouldn't shoot it and just leave it. It has to be, you know, there's a reason for it.
So part of our land management is...
Yeah. But it just has to be done ethically, really, and wisely. You can't just go and eradicate everything, because everything works together.
It does indeed. It's all part of the big system.
Yeah.